Your land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Thanking God for our great pastor coming to you today with the word of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelist. To the elders, our missionary, deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God has blessed us with this door of utterance. We are God's church, wherever you may be. If you are a commandment keeper, keeping God's word, I understand that you are my brother and you are my sister and my mother. We are Jews. We have been circumcised in heart. We are Israelites. We are Israel in spirit. We're glad to have that knowledge today. Want to talk to you today about the faithful. Those that keep God's commandments, those that obey God. And Deacon Darrell wrote this number, pleasing God. These are the faithful. Sister V, the choir, please God. Thank God. Choir, beautiful. These that are sanctified.
Yes.
able to please God.
Yes.
They're called the faithful.
Yes.
I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. These were faithful soldiers.
Yes.
Faithful ambassadors for God.
Yes.
They're going on, but we're continuing steadfast.
Steadfast.
In the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Yes.
For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them?
Yes.
As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great who hath God, so great that has statutes and judgments,
yes,
so righteous as,
yes,
all this law,
yes,
which I set before you this day. We're yet doing that,
yes,
here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes.
Before we get into the thought, it's all about the faithful.
Yes.
Our Deacon Fina has these announcements. Deacon, thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday Sabbath. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with the faithful.
Yes.
A household of faith.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for our Sister Thomas, shut in, affliction, an afflicted soul that is listening to the broadcast, trusting that she's going to be encouraged as she always is when she's with the saints. But on Thursday, she's not with us. She's listening. And our brother Richard on his way to a funeral. The Lord said, let the dead bury the dead. Well, he is dead to sin right now, so he's out there burying the dead. We thank God for him in his travel, and we're praying that he'll go and come as he left. Luke 16 and 10 is where we want to start today. The faithful. That means those that are righteous. That means those that stay with God. That means those that are sanctified.
Yes.
That means those that obey God.
Yes.
That means those that have not left God. Faithful.
Yes.
Believe God.
Yes.
Obey God. Not obey today and tomorrow you don't.
Right.
Have power with God.
Yes, Lord.
Serve God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Luke 16 and 10, evangelist.
He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much.
Isn't that beautiful? So it's all about being faithful. And we don't need the Lord to come and part the Red Sea today. Simple instructions that come down from God through his leadership.
Yes.
Obedience.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you're faithful in the least,
yes,
you're faithful in much. What?
Mm-hmm. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
So that should tell us that God means what he says.
Yes.
So God have 10 precepts and we cannot choose what we want to choose to obey. As the scripture says, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Not to put on us what we could not do. If we believe God is faithful, if we're like the Father, we should be faithful.
Yes.
Read.
If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous manner, Who will commit?
It's called mammon.
Mammon. Who will commit to your trust the true riches?
Now, many don't know of the doctrine. But if you would do that you do know, God would bring you knowledge and light. Many never get to the knowledge.
Yes.
Because even that which have been handed down by the forefathers, they're not doing that. But God have examples.
Yes.
It's not God's will that any man should perish. But for the most part, as the Lord said, many will seek and shall not be able, because they don't want to give up their ways. They're not even faithful in that they do have. Read.
And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?
Now remember, the prodigal son was given God's will. It was his own. That was his inheritance. But many times, you're not even faithful in these man's doctrines. Men's doctrine. Why would God give you his and make it your own? But I'm here to talk about what it means to be faithful, because God is faithful, and let you know that you cannot serve God in any old kind of way. When you get ready, halfway, bits and parts. God is not like that. God is faithful. Let's go to Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 10 and 17.
Yes.
We want to be faithful. It's a formula.
Yes.
And you get it by obeying God's word.
Yes.
If you're not getting God's word, how can you be faithful?
All right.
And if you're getting God's word in bits and parts, you don't have the true knowledge. But even though the people are getting it in bits and parts, they're not faithful in that.
Right.
Here, I want to let you know, we must be faithful.
Yes, Lord.
In everything God give us to do.
Yes.
10 and 17, what does it say?
So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So in order to hear by the word of God, there's a formula. And you can't go in and get it. It's got to be delivered to you by somebody.
Yes.
And it's got to be delivered by the one that God sent.
Yes.
What does the 14th verse say?
Mm-hmm.
How then
shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Now, as I say, so many have believed in the Lord in bits and parts. But how can you believe in him in whom? How can they call on him in whom they have not believed? What?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
You really haven't heard that you cannot serve God part in bits and parts. You cannot serve God today and serve mammon tomorrow. You cannot serve God and say you're yet a sinner. You're yet a sinner. You're not serving God. You can't serve God like that. So when you hear how that when you say you're saved, you don't sin anymore. You haven't heard of God like that. Until you hear it the right way, you cannot be saved, because God come to save his people from sin. If you're sinning, you're not saved. But how many ministers are giving you that message? The ministers have told the people the Lord did away with his law because he knew you couldn't obey it. That means he did away with his word. There's another law of sin. There's a law, a ceremonial law, law of circumcision. Those were remedied. He died that we don't have to offer up sacrifices anymore. And the natural circumcision is for a natural Jew as a token of the covenant. God comes to save his people from sin, which means circumcise the foreskins of our heart. That's a spiritual operation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if you don't know that that's what the end should be, you are not saved and you are not faithful in that you don't know. Read.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
But this is that you know, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But even the preacher must come through a formula. Because the preacher that God sends is going to give you the correct way to be saved, that you can be faithful.
That's right.
What?
Yes.
Read it again. How shall they hear without a preacher? What?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
So to really hear the word of God and to get the faith that God is talking about, the faith of Abraham, you've got to hear the preacher that God sent, and they cannot preach except God send them.
That's right.
And as the scripture says, he that is sent by God speaketh the words of God, not their own. Many times these doctrines you hear is a man's doctrine. It's not God, but people are not even faithful in that. Read.
As it is written.
As it is written.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
What?
And bring glad tidings of good things.
Of good things. What?
But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
They weren't faithful in that. Even those that did get the gospel, they weren't all faithful in that. They didn't all believe the gospel. What?
For
Isaiah saith,
Lord, who hath believed our report?
As we're bringing the knowledge today, how many really believe that you're a true Jew if you are circumcised in spirit? Circumcision of the heart is the true Jew. Because Paul said he is not a Jew that is one outwardly. Here was one that was of the stock of Israel, a natural Jew, as was the Lord, as was Peter, James, and John. They were natural Jews, but it was about being a spiritual Jew.
Yes, it was.
Not a natural Jew. We are spiritual Jews.
Yes.
How many believe this report? How many believe that you cannot say you're keeping God's word when you offend in one point and you're guilty of them all?
Yes.
How many believe that report? So many believe that, well, God, no, we couldn't do this. We've been told this by the forefathers. It's a lie.
It is.
Ephesians 4 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
But we are faithful. God hath a faithful few. As the Lord said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And few there be that find it. How many believe that report as opposed to, well, the earth is fully loaded with Christians. They're called by his name. But are they true followers of Christ? Isn't that beautiful? Ephesians 4 and 11.
And he gave some apostles.
Now, this is what God has sent. He gave some apostles, not all. What?
And some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists.
Mm-hmm.
And some pastors and teachers.
Now, God gave these officers some, not all evangelists and teachers and pastors and apostles. He didn't give all of those. He gave some.
Some.
But here is the identification that he sent them. What did they do?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, how can one that is coming, sent by God, sent to perfect a people that don't believe you can live perfect? That means you cannot be faithful because you don't know what is required of you.
Right.
But he sent them to perfect because God said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Read.
For the work of the ministry.
Well, this is the work of the ministry. But the man's account of it is, it's called the Great Commission. Tell them about the Lord, how he died for your sins. That is not the commission. To perfect a people, we know he died for our sins, but to perfect them is to know that you cannot get in just by sacrifices and bulls and heifers like you used to do
before
he came. And salvation is of the Jews.
Yes.
But even then, it was to those that would stop sinning. You didn't just continually offer up bullocks and heifers and goats and sheep. As the scripture says, there was not a law given to make you perfect. What makes you perfect is obedience to God's law.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Just because ones were circumcised in the flesh, that didn't make you perfect with God or in God's will. It's obeying God's word that you don't need a sacrifice for the remedy for sin. Obedience is what makes you perfect. Obedience is what makes you faithful. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry, to perfect God's people and
for the edifying of the body.
That's the work of the ministry, to edify God's body. Mm-hmm. What?
Till we all.
Now it's till we all.
Come in the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son of
so
God.
So our endeavorance here is that everyone that hear my voice will come into the unity of the faith. Because there's only one Lord, one faith. God's faith is not Baptistism. Or any label you put on before holiness.
Yes.
Unless it's righteous holiness. It's about holiness and living sinless.
Yes.
Pleasing God. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
All come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
God.
What?
Unto a perfect
there
man.
There it is again. A perfect man. What?
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back to Luke 16 and 10. And I harp on Luke 16 and 10 because God is faithful. And if we're not faithful, we cannot please God, and we are not in God. It's about being faithful. Now,
yes.
as we strive, if we don't become and stay faithful, we will lose that we were given. But my whole premise here is you cannot be faithful when you don't know God.
That's right.
And to know God is to know He requires us to do His will, to obey every word that He says. 16 and 10, read it again.
He that is faithful in that which is least.
Even in the least, what?
Is faithful also in much.
Is faithful also in much. Let's go to Matthew's now, mm-hmm. 23 and 23. If you're faithful in the least, you're faithful in much.
Mm-hmm.
So as the scripture also says, he that doeth truth cometh to life. So when you do that which is truth, you get more light. Why would God give you more light and you haven't done that which you know to do?
That's right.
Why would God deliver you, his, open up your eyes and let you see his plan when right now you go to church, when you do go to church, when you get ready? Because that's what you've been taught to do. We gather whenever the Spirit of God calls us to gather.
That's right.
And God does have an order of service.
Yes.
Matthew 23:23. What does it say?
Woe unto you.
What?
Scribes and Pharisees.
What?
Hypocrites. For ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law.
Well, the law is very relevant because the law is God's word.
Yes.
It's 10 precepts called the commandments.
Yes.
And it didn't say it was done away with. He said you omit the weightier matters of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment.
Judgment.
Mercy. What?
And faith.
What?
These ought ye to have done.
And
not to leave the other undone.
And not to leave the other undone. What?
Ye blind guides.
Blind guides.
Which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel.
Let's go to the fifth chapter, Matthew's 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many say, well, we can pick our own day of worship. You don't need to go on the seventh day. That was for the Jews. That's for Israel. That's who we are.
Yes.
God only has one people. He has one son.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all one in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And as Jesus' manner was, so is ours.
Yes.
He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. That's what we do. And we're not about a day. We're about the 10 precepts.
Yes.
If you're a liar, you are yet breaking God's word.
That's right.
And you're not faithful.
That's right.
5 and 17, what does it say, Matthew?
Think not. That I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
So God was faithful. He didn't come to get rid of it. He came to fulfill it. As
yes.
he is, so are we.
Yes.
Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass,
what?
One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
What?
Till all be fulfilled.
Well, wait a minute. If he fulfilled it, why did he say one jot or one tittle pass until all shall be fulfilled? That means you and I have yes. to fulfill God's word.
Yes.
And I believe heaven and earth is yet here.
Yes.
All have to be fulfilled.
Yes.
One jot or one tittle. That's yes. least. Say, well, that is just a day. Well, if you're faithful in least, you're faithful in much. Read.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
Oh, wait a minute. Why should we not be faithful in what you would consider the least commandments. And that's what God is saying. Mm-hmm. Whosoever shall break one of these least commandments, if it's least in your eyes, what?
And shall teach men so.
And that's what these preachers do. You teach men. Well, the seventh day don't apply to us. That was in another dispensation of time. From day one, it's the same system. 7 days a week.
Yes.
24/7. Read.
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Now, they're not in the kingdom, but they're going to be called the least from those who are in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
They're the tail and not the head.
All right.
They're called by his name, but they don't know God. They eat their own bread and wear their own apparel.
Yes.
God is not Methodist or anything but holy.
Right.
Let's go to the 10th chapter, 10 and 29. Mm-hmm. Let's go there. We are faithful servants of God.
Yes.
We strive to be faithful.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone that hear my voice should strive to be faithful, which means obeying God's word.
Yes.
Every precept. Isn't that beautiful? As James said, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. 10 and 29. What does it say?
Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing?
What?
And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father.
Is that detail? Is that faithful?
Yes.
Should we not be like the father?
Yes.
What?
But the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
Why am I going there? Because I want to let you see how the father is. The least thing you think he would be concerned about, God is concerned about even the sparrow and the hairs on our head.
Yes.
They are numbered. Read.
Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows.
Well, wait a minute. So we should not worry about maybe, am I overdoing it because I'm too detailed? We're worth more than sparrows.
That's right.
If God's concerned about everything about us, what about his word? Why should we be concerned about every word he speaks?
Mm-hmm.
Read the 12th chapter, 12 and 36, right over.
Right.
What does that say? 12 and 36.
But I say unto you.
What?
That every idle word that men shall speak.
What?
They shall give account thereof in the day of judgment.
Is that being faithful?
Yes.
To judgment?
Yes.
If he's going to give account of every idle word we speak, shouldn't we be faithful about what we speak?
Yes.
And give account? Read.
For by thy words thou shalt be justified.
What?
And by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Time is moving on. Just want to let you know how faithful God is. And what the preachers are saying is not what God is saying in many instances that I've heard. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. What does it say?
There hath no temptation.
Now listen what God is saying. There hath no temptation
taken you but such as is common to man.
What?
But God is faithful.
But God is faithful. What?
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are
so
able.
So we're able not to yield to temptation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that means God is expecting us to obey his word.
Yes.
Because when temptation comes to get us to break keeping God's word, we're able to overcome that. That's why he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Yes.
What?
But God will
with the temptation
also make a way to escape.
So you don't have to sin.
Yes. If
you love and if you're faithful to God. God has not put us in a situation where we cannot be faithful. James 1 and 2, right quick.
James. Listen
to what the word is saying and not these false preachers bringing to you something that God did not say.
Right.
James 1 and 2, what does it say?
My brethren.
What?
Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations.
That's what the word is saying we should do. Count it joy because we're going to gain something out of it. What?
Knowing this.
What?
That the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Right, that's what it's for. And though we are tried with temptations, we are well able to overcome it.
Yes.
Because God is not going to put anything on us that we're not able to bear.